Okay, you guys, you hear the ringing?
No.
No.
Okay, it rang, and then I got to go back over. Hear the ringing?
No.
Isn't that weird? It rings once and then it stops. I'm not going to ask you if you hear the ringing. When I come back, it seems to stop. It does one ring. I say, okay, now I come back. It's disconnecting when I come back. So what, is there another phone on? I wonder if Carol's got the... Okay, carry on talking. I got to go find Carol's phone. Maybe she left it on when she fell asleep.
So, Bert, was the last week with the market again moving so much? Was it busy for you at work?
Actually, I've been on vacation. I haven't been worked for like 2.5 weeks, so I don't know. I don't work with the stock market. I work more with, I'll give a clue, debt.
Oh, okay.
So it's debt and the foreign exchange are related. So I'm not really directly affected as far as the stock market.
I'm just curious because I know a couple of people in financial and they've been on alert, you know, just because they don't know what to expect from day to day. So just wondering how yours was going.
Yeah, a lot of that market is actually word of mouth. It's very temperamental based on what words are coming out of what agency. Sort of, you know, if you heard Bob talk about what the White House says, a lot of times that's what the stock market is driven on.
Mm-hmm.
That drives a lot of people's decisions and things. So, but yeah, but I work in a different financial. I can't really say much because of the secrecy that I'm under where I work.
No, I can appreciate that. I was just curious because, like I say, I've watched over here, you know, the last couple weeks, And then, of course, everywhere you go now, it's on everyone's, they're back watching their 401ks and everything else, so their whole world's now taking a new dynamic to it. So it's interesting to watch how people are reacting this time compared to what they reacted, how they did in 2008. You know, a lot of people are just not even going to deal with it. They're just pulling their money out and said, I've had enough of this game.
I read a few articles, saw a couple headlines about that. That's the big fear, that people are pulling their money out of the banks. But good luck with that if they can do that.
Yeah, I think, well, if your 401k is tied up, you know, you're talking at least probably a 2-week to 1 month time delay, you know, of moving the money into some other instrument, you know. So it's not like you can make a decision today and tomorrow it's taken care of. It doesn't always work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting because that seems to be definitely the topic. And that we live in California, so everyone's talking regarding the media is bringing this El Nino to the forefront. You know, that's on every single newspaper page, everything. So that's definitely taken on a meme of its own.
Did you hear Ion's talk with Doug last week regarding El Nino? Did you hear that?
About it being a large?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear that. Well, you know what was interesting is I had a friend over today, and his son went fishing 2 miles off the coast.
Mm.
And the type of, well, first of all, the kind of fish that are all the way up on our shores now people are catching are pretty amazing because they're tropical. But he said the temperature out 2 miles out was 74 degrees.
Mm.
Now you have to remember, I mean, I don't know for a fact what the temperature would be, but I would suspect it'd be, you know, in the 60s maybe.
Right.
74 is way warm. I mean, I can see that from looking at the NOAA chart, but I hadn't mm-hmm. seen anybody that actually went out there with temperature gauges and actually measured it. And then they caught mahi-mahi, you know, right, like, off the shore. I mean, that's a very tropical fish. That's over where Bob's at. And that's not nearly that close to our shore. So, yeah, there are definitely some warm water currents going on really close to our shore.
Wow.
Okay, listen to this. Is it possible that Stang has registered our number and he stops it? Do they have that kind of service?
Yeah, you can block numbers. It's a new phone system. You can block numbers.
Is that a new ability, recent?
Well, he can block your number, but your rings will still go through.
Okay, so what I did, I went to the other phone. The first phone might be, the extra one might be still on. So let me, I'm going to try it this way, see what happens. But he may have, when we did leave messages, now what would he, maybe it would be coming into my phone. So he could have created a system where as soon as the phone registers my phone, it stops ringing, right? Okay, well, we know we have an echo, but that's because of the way this is set up. Okay. So that's ready to go. See? As soon as I flash over, it stops ringing. I'm going to stay there.
Just left over.
Right.
Couldn't see. She did see it.
She couldn't see the main. She couldn't see the main. At the Brandenburg Gate, she couldn't see the main.
Oh, the man part.
Okay. Okay, so it worked. But the answering machine, then I pressed the volume and it went into my headset. I couldn't hear it. So I couldn't hear it broadcasting. You guys should be able to hear it, right?
Yeah, we heard the recording.
Oh, you heard what I was playing?
Yeah.
Ah, so I couldn't hear it. But it was working. It was going into his phone. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. We didn't hear the rings. We just heard Ion started talking.
Aha. So I got to redo it. So he got it abbreviated. So that'll give him warnings, but we'll do it again. So even though I can't hear it. Okay, back to what it was.
She did see it this year.
She couldn't see the man. She couldn't see the man in the at the Brandenburg Gate. She didn't see the man.
Oh, the man part. So that's something else, yeah.
That's the man part. It's the part. Oh, wait. This doesn't click.
Okay, I'm
so
starting over.
No.
Yeah, I'm starting over again, Carol. Ion. I'm asking, Roxy, saw this column and the bird angel or something at the top. It was gold. It's always gold. It became silver. And she took a picture of a white silver and then...
Okay, you there? Getting this constant fax sound.
Okay, so I think I played the wrong thing. That was about Roxy. That wasn't about Stan, right?
What the fuck? He sent him the wrong recording.
all the time that you're hearing it clear, I'm getting a fax sound. But you don't, you're not getting that fax sound.
We just heard the last few seconds of the fax sound.
Yeah, but it's going through the whole thing. I don't know which what his phone is picking up. Let's see, what could I do? How come I picked the wrong recording? So we
call him back and say you weren't meant to hear that.
Yeah. What did it say? It was about Roxy, right?
Yeah.
Was it about, I played it before.
Yeah. You played it before.
Yeah, the last week about her experience. So, all right, so we would go, where is this thing? Maybe it's this one. I think I'll call the other number. It won't have that fax sound. I can't find the inventory of what I had. Everything's all mixed up here. Oh, yeah, this begins. I remember it begins with staying.
More pissed off.
Right. Okay. Here it is. So I don't know which phone is going to go through.
Foundation, but you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
I think JW told me the other day that Reverend Stan's getting more pissed off because what I said about myself is now coming true. I wanted to play that on the show, but I realized, oh, JW said it and I didn't tape it. Reverend Stan more and more flabbergasted than what I claimed about myself is coming true? Is he perceiving that?
Well, you are the antagonist of the enigma that he's trying to, with all his forthrightness, overcome. You see, you are that.
He's trying to understand the enigma.
How in the world could someone as ridiculous as yourself stay long enough to be able to say the things you say about him and get away with it? And get away with it. It's impossible. And you smile and you say terrible things and you just smile and go, oh, yes, absolutely. But now we're not really talking about me now, are we? We're talking about your incredulous, ridiculous Bander. Oh, yes, that's the subgenius and blah, 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 blah. But everybody's looking. It's not even fun anymore. And he's like, wait a second. This is kind of stupid. What the hell are we doing here? We're spending my entire world trying to prove that Bob is a charlatan. Meanwhile, Bob's busy running the world, taking over the world, and having the world at his puppy footstool while they're sitting there having no, can't even keep the telephone turned on for people to come and fuss and bitch about the ridiculousness that is Bob when they can't even keep the lights on bright enough to get somebody to see that they're sitting in the damn room. Nobody's there anymore. And it's like the lights are home, but nobody, they're all there, but they're out. And then it becomes, this is a ridiculous waste of a world, of a life.
That's what's pissing him off.
Yeah.
He's been forced to waste away his life.
Yeah, it's the same thing that CKLN does to everybody, Bob.
Right. Okay, good. You're very cool, Ian, to understand the comeback.
Okay, I think I heard in the distance his machine go off after about a minute. Did you guys hear that?
No.
Yeah, it was right before Ian said it's impossible.
Right. And it's through the other phone. So I'm going to go back and call back and do part two because I know it's around a minute. So let's see if this works. But I was able to bring it back so you guys could hear it. So we'll do it again.
Don't you want to play the recording from where you left off?
Shut up. Do you guys hear that?
Us, leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
Stay long enough to be able to say the things you say about him and get away with it. it's impossible. I mean, it's impossible. And you just smile, and then they say terrible things, and you just smile and go, oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. Not really, are we? We're talking about your incredulous, ridiculous banter. Oh, yes, that's the subgenius and blah, 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 blah. But everybody's looking. It's not even fun anymore. And he's like, wait a second. This is kind of stupid. What the hell are we doing here? We're spending my entire world trying to prove that Bob is a charlatan. Meanwhile, Bob's busy running the world, taking over the world, and having the world at his puppy footstool while they're sitting there. Can't even keep the telephone turned on for people to come and fuss and bitch about the ridiculousness that is Bob when they can't even keep the lights on bright enough to get somebody to see that they're sitting in the damn room.
Yep, I heard the beep, right? You guys heard it?
Yep.
Okay, good. So now I'll put the last part on. Just go back a bit. Okay, I brought it back so you guys were hearing it, right? But you're hearing it through the radio anyways?
Well, we hear it like we hear you.
Right, okay.
Turned on for people to come and fuss and bitch about the ridiculousness that is Bob when they can't even keep the lights on bright enough to get somebody to see that they're sitting in the damn room. Nobody's there anymore. And it's like the lights are home, but nobody, they're all there, but they're out. And then it becomes, this is a ridiculous waste of a world, of a life.
That's what's pissing him off.
Yeah.
He's been forced to waste away his life.
Yeah, it's the same thing that CKLN does to everybody, Bob.
Right. Okay, good. You're very cool, Ian, to understand the comeback. Okay, here we go.
Well, there it is, Doug. That's your appraisal by the central scrutinizer, and we got some more coming. Okay, so now I got to find the next part. You guys can go back to talk. You can talk among yourselves.
Hi, Elisha.
Hi, Kim.
So it's 7 o'clock in the morning, right, on the East Coast?
Yep. Are you in Hawaii, too, Kim?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, okay.
What time is it over you are, Bert?
Oh, maybe Bert's disconnected.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Bert. Is that you, Bert?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
It's almost 1:30, Kim.
Okay. Does everyone in Europe take August off? Is that why you had such a long vacation?
No. I actually planned it. No, Switzerland doesn't have it. Like, I think Italy, France, they take a whole month off. There's a whole month where they take off. No, but Switzerland doesn't do that.
Okay. I didn't know if it was all just across the board. The whole EU did the same thing.
Yeah.
It's 1:30 p.m. there, Bert?
Yes. So when I call in, it's like early morning, Sunday morning when I call in.
Mm.
Okay, guys, I'm going to do it again. Next part.
Foundation, but you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
The reason staying hates you is because you have the ability and capacity to create it, which is not, from the sheerness that of what you think you may want to see, engage, have, do, be, or run. And you don't even care. And that's what's so ridiculous. You have the entire world and you don't even notice.
Okay, let's...
It's 8:30 tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. Okay, so very good. Thank you, Ian. So so keep on questioning,
darling. What are you going to do? Keep on questioning. Stop. Don't you ever ask another question the rest of your days. Well, fuck, what? Like that, we really convinced somebody now. We're all good to go now. We got that all settled. Here's all the secrets to everything it is. So you have no more questions. You don't want to live in a world where you don't have any questions. That's all.
Good. All right. Okay.
Okay. We didn't disconnect from that. Okay, I got one more part.
Genius Foundation, but you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
We know what happened to Reverend Stang. It wasn't that big a deal. He was just a little nothing anyway. I don't know why y'all still talking about that ridiculous little sot. But then it goes on and on and on, and then you come back just like CERN. That was the same gimme, 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 funniest thing you ever laughed, fall down laughing, and then all of a sudden we made it real. Because that realness is a realness you can use.
Awesome.
That realness is a realness that you can use. Borrow trouble, Bob, if you can't make your own trouble.
Okay, so I am. Now we're talking about what's it, Joan? Was it continuing the same topic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, guess what? Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I got that.
What?
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
what?
Here we go. Okay.
Ion goes, what it provides when...
Okay, so that's the fun we're having here, Doug. We'll be broadcasting occasionally reports for your mental stability. All right, so we did that. I think that's it. Mission accomplished. And what's the other? Oh, there's another part. Sorry, guys. There's more on Reverend Stang. Okay, so that's at 55:46. So it should have gone into his machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ten seconds before I get it set up.
Hello. You have reached the correct number, the Subgenius Foundation. But you must leave a message or send a fax. Thanks.
Know who the fuck Reverend Stang is.
Let me do that.
I don't even know who the fuck Reverend Stang is. Well, in order to love Bob, you have to hate Reverend Stang. I mean, that's kind of a given, isn't it? Well, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know.
Okay, back to where we were.
Well, I don't understand. It's just unstandable.
Right. Now, the
is that
RNA...
Unstandable?
Right. The... unstandable, I think.
So that was Ion... explaining the depression Wayne Dyer got into about having to listen to me, Doug, and he couldn't bring himself to hating you, I guess. It was a confusing thing. Not that it was required, but that's what that last item was about. So, we thank you for your attention. Okay, so that's that. Bring this over. So, are you there, guys?
Yep.
Okay, so your reward for putting up with that interruption, we will play some the Evergreens, trying to help Carol and them get the D-cell done. And we'll dedicate this to Dave Worster. Okay, you can talk for a few minutes while I get the schedule and the actual timing of the recording.
Eliza.
Okay?
Yeah. Eliza.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Did you get to ask Ion any cool questions this week?
I did, but I can't really say that they they gave me, you know, good lengthy answers. My questions were on the blood moon coming up.
Ah, okay.
You know, it's going to be the fourth one of the tetrad. And supposedly it's supposed to be a big deal because the three prior tetrads that have occurred throughout throughout a big span of time, they've all had eventful world things happening. But so I wanted Ion to give us a good idea of what was going to come up, but he wasn't really giving us anything.
Mm. Yeah,
he said something about a blue moon rather than on the 28th, didn't he?
Yeah, they said it was a blue moon, and another article actually said it was going to be on the 27th. So I guess we'll have a better idea as the day comes closer. And it's, you know, when that day comes, when the blue moon happens, I think that's going to have a huge effect on the axiom water, on the RNA drops, and on everything that's going on.
Yeah. Did you hear what he warned the one guy last week, that he needs to get all his affairs in order before the 28th? Did you hear that last week?
Hmm.
There was a guy, the programmer or something from that enjoyed Bob's music, and he called in last week and got to ask a lot of questions. There's a guy talking about sex and everything. And
Mike Balowski or something? Michael Balowski?
Right.
Yeah, I remember hearing that too, Bert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that, yes.
Yeah, and then he also, that guy asked about some guy who thought that the computers, robots were going to take over and that flesh is going to be extinct, and Ion said that guy is suffering from the supermoons. He's suffering from a syndrome from the supermoons also.
Well, you know, there was a supermoon, the full moon last week. They considered it a close to pedigree, so it was considered a supermoon. I don't know if you guys had this, but I had, like, insane, like, pressure and headaches, kind of like when we had the solar flares back in March. Remember when the gamma rays came in? It was the same feeling. I was just, like, I couldn't figure out what it was, you know, kind of the very off feeling. And then as soon as that moon went out of phase, then the headaches and everything stopped. So I was like, it must have had something to do with that. I don't know what it was doing, you know, shifting in me, but it was very intense, whatever it was.
That's interesting. Right about around that time, I was experiencing congestion in my head, and I hardly ever get any headaches or congestion or anything like that. But, like, it got kind of bad to the point where I had to sleep to shake it off.
Mm.
But yeah, I was like, wow, where is this coming from? But it was a strange up and down week. This week was so much more pleasant than the week prior to this. So yeah,
I totally agree with you. There was something last week, and I think it had definitely to do with that moon. That's the only thing I could figure out that was different.
Yeah.
I know a lot of energy is being put into the end of the month. You know, a lot of books were written. A lot of memes are out there. So interesting to watch what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I practice martial arts, and I never cut off my lines. I don't actually participate in groups anymore, but I still on an email list, and one of my former teachers is like a sort of like in the Kyle's group, the traditional evangelist, and they sent an email a week ago about that they're predicting that October 7th is going to be the end of the world. I want so much to I don't want to engage these guys, but there's so many times I want to send them Ion clips, but I'm like, you know, I know the response, so I don't even, you know, I don't even want to even try to deal with that duel, that fight. But I always get a lot of it.
What's your reasoning behind October 7th, if you don't mind me asking?
I have no idea. It's sort of like what they had in, 2013 or whenever they said it was May 31st or sometime in May. It's sort of like the tradition, but I mean, someone has went into the Bible and found some numbers and put up what I took of it. I didn't even read. I just read like the headline. I'm like, okay, I know what that is. Delete, you know. But I get
delete.
Quite a few with that. Yeah. So October 7th is the new end of the world day.
Who's saying that? I got knocked off, so I missed what you guys were talking about. Who's saying that's the date?
One of my former kung fu teachers is like an evangelist, and I haven't cut off their emails, you know, as far as unsubscribing, but I got an email last week that they're saying the new end of the world is coming on October 7th. And they
referenced
the Bible.
Right. I looked up my Everly's inventory, and I actually never made a copy of the D-Cell one. Thought I did. Ooh. And so I can't play it. I don't think we ever digitized it. So what are we going to do? Anybody? Is Jean here? Does Jean want to conduct a seminar on a new wealth? No, she's not here. Anybody got anything you want to say?
Well, do you have an evergreen recording that talks about anything that's going on today? Like,
no.
Anything about the moon or anything?
No, the last recording was 2004.
Do they have anything to say on Nostradamus?
I don't think so. They may have, but I didn't do it. And I don't see anything they're offering for sale. So, Bert, let's talk about your interests.
Bob, I got to read the gentleman's, the group name for grape juice.
Yes, yeah. Interesting article.
Yes. But he didn't go into enough about you for me, but, I mean, it's just what really inspired him. He touched on it a little, but not enough.
He quoted that Catholic Humanism article from 1954.
Yeah.
That is discussed a fair bit in my essay, and he talks about my essay. So he's actually, if you know McLuhan's work and you know what the guy, he calls himself Znore, Znore, what Znore was writing about was quotes in my article that he was developing within his own way. So
yeah.
It's all about stuff that I wrote about or talked about in my article. So he didn't say that. He just made a general statement. But it is actually accurate that he used my article to lay out all those thoughts he did. He didn't quote me anymore, but he was quoting the McLuhan parts that I talked about. So it was pretty literally a Dobbesian theme about perception, the incarnation, what stages of apprehension, beauty, melancholy.
Okay, that's good. I thought so, because I was like, I said, this sounds familiar, but he didn't credit you or, you know, that
he
got.
He made up his own. Yeah, he was taking my stuff and putting it into his thinking.
Yeah.
But he got it from me.
But what made me I found it interesting is that a week ago I went onto your timeline and I saw that you met with McLuhan on his 51st birthday, talking about
yes.
the mass.
Yes.
And that's,
the new mass.
The mass. The on the what's the?
Oh yeah, the Catholic mass. Yeah.
The Catholic mass.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying that was a big thing with McLuhan. So this, Can you shed some light on that? What McLuhan was really, because what touched in that article, because they were talking about Eric, that was a really, that McLuhan grasped the converted to Catholicism because it was more of a perception and not a conception.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, and he considered the Mass as a miming of the stages of apprehension. And he went to the Mass when he could every day. He went to Mass every day at noon hour. No matter what big mucky-mucky he was talking to in his office, he'd say, well, I got to go to Mass. You're welcome to come with me. And they'd either come or not, but he would interrupt everything and go to Mass. And I think we talked to McLuhan about it on the McLuhan on Maui, where McLuhan saw the medium as the message was being displayed in the ritual of the Mass, the content, the meaning of the symbolism of the Mass. It was a really big deal. Because it's the idea that you can transform, you know, water into blood, and what was it, bread into life or something. Take this bread. The transubstantiation, the making of reality by objects and symbolism and language, that Ionic point is what McLuhan saw in the Mass. It acted out the making of reality.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it was really important, the Mass. I mean, the Catholic Church, Father Kelly ran the college a lot of the time. McLuhan was there in the 70s at the memorial. He said McLuhan regarded the Mass as the greatest art form. That may be true, but it smacks a bit of the Catholic Church trying to claim McLuhan was a Catholic in the end. That was the important part. But like Ion, McLuhan was a different kind of Catholic. And that's what this article brings up. He does a pretty good job of saying McLuhan was not, he was a radical conservative, a radical Catholic.
Yes.
And he said that McLuhan was very polite to the church, respectful of the hierarchy. But McLuhan actually wasn't. He made blatant criticisms of the somnambulism of the Pope and the Vatican in the 60s. So I guess this new guy, Znor, has not read enough to see what McLuhan said in other books about faults of the Vatican. But what he says otherwise is pretty good.
Yes. Found it interesting that he said he was listening. Was that in March when he was listening in? I mean, he didn't give a date when he was listening in to Payday, and he didn't get a chance to participate. I was just wondering if he ever communicated with you that he wants to call in and talk, like with Brian.
That guy.
The guy.
He wanted to participate, but he's in Japan, and the timing and that is difficult for him. Maybe he's working. And, that has not been, made concrete, scheduled. He was interested. I sent him the recordings of what we said. Brian and I talked about it, and he appreciated that. You'll see it, I think, in the footnotes.
Yeah.
He says somewhere that he enjoyed our discussion of his article. But maybe at some point we'll get him. Maybe I'll phone him and get him to come in. But he's written all these other articles about similar artists, Joyce, Pound. They might be worth reading for his mystical Gnostic bent on those poets. So did you said it sounded familiar. Did you appreciate the article?
Yes. Yes, I did. But I wanted to question, because he just mentioned you at the beginning, but he mentioned that he didn't want to go into Dobbs' view, and then he just started rattling it off. But a lot of things that he presented in the article, I'm like, that sounds familiar. I mean, where is he pulling this from? But then when you told me that he pulled it from you, it's quite interesting. He makes himself look like he's up on what you're talking about, but he actually just sort of like a subtle plagiarism, or just use your material for the article.
Which is okay, because no one's ever written about that with me in mind and acknowledged me. So I appreciate what he did.
to the degree I care. Now, how much do I care? It's not much, right? I mean, you know, I'll be polite and pretend I care.
Yeah. I mean, he gives you a compliment saying you're the most worthy emissary, so, McClure.
Yes.
But he did, but I took it at, he's not really, from my view, he's not really, he's saying that you're McLuhan's emissary, but he's not seeing how McLuhan is just like a tool in your toolbox.
Yeah.
For what you're doing with Ion. So he's,
yeah, he doesn't get the Ion part yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was, that's why I said it would be interesting if he came on and just started talking with you to see what would open up.
Yeah, I'm going to read some more of his articles and get a little briefed on the other things he writes about other people. Oh, look at Roxy's all happy. I just got an email from Roxy. He said, I had to go early. But I found the Enemy of the Stars CD in my mailbox. Thank you for the inspiration, the most amazing patterns in human history. Lewis says, blast. Rocky says, we will give Lewis the credit he deserves. Thanks again. Once more, a wonderful payday. The Enemy of the Stars CD, didn't I play that? I did play that on a show, right? The play, the Wyndham Lewis's play from 1914.
Is that the one that you said that Ion imitates the different levels?
No, I don't know. Maybe, you know, did I play it on? I don't know. I remember playing it for Roxy. She was quite.
I remember hearing it. I don't remember when, but I think I remember hearing it.
Yeah, two or three months ago. We played the performance that was done in Bath, England.
Yes, yes. Now I remember.
At Bath Spa University. So, she was quite impressed with it, so I said, well, maybe I can get a copy for you. So I wrote to the guy who has it, and he said, well, Bob, you funded it. Like I said, how much does it cost? And he said, well, you fund it, Bob. We'll send it off for free. So it took a while to send it, and then it took a long time. And I didn't tell her what she was getting being sent. It was a surprise. So just today, she got it. So she's quite happy. She says, 1,000 paydays and 1,000 thanks. I had to go early, but I found the Enemy of the Stars CD in my mailbox. Thank you for the inspiration and the most amazing patterns in your ministry. So it'll be interesting to see what she makes of that play as she gets to watch it, literally.
Mm.
So she's a happy camper now because I didn't tell her what was coming, but we've been waiting for a few weeks for it to show up, and I began to wonder, maybe we're going to have to call him back and have him send it again. Maybe get lost in the striking mail situation in Germany. But no, there's the good news. Done. See, if you work for Dobbs, you start getting these little presents.
I think I do a good part here.
What'd you say? You do a good part? You think you deserve a present?
My contributions should be appreciated.
Well, I'm a judge of that, and I'm not giving out my standard, so you just have to wait to see. We don't tell how we promote people and why and where they're getting promoted to or demoted. So what do we do here?
Bob, has Alan Cabal written an article for a while?
Oh, no, he didn't the last couple weeks, but let me go and check. I forgot to check this week. I think he's traveling. Let's go over and see. Yeah, he hasn't done it in a couple of weeks. Okay. Russ Smith, Mary McCarthy, Dan Soderberg. Reading off the authors. Chris Beck.
Team A, Les Smith. No? I mean, you know, he really went out with a bang. He was hoping a comet would land on his head, sort of pleading for suicide. So he has disappeared for a while.
He's taking the European 1 month off vacation for August.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't, let's see. I can't go into the evergreens without checking it. Can't just do it spontaneously. So shall we end the show?
It's just almost 5, huh?
Beg your pardon?
It's almost 5 right here in California.
Right. Let's see, Bill. 4 minutes. I don't know if I'm giving him enough room. All right. Yeah, nobody's got anything to say. You guys are done, right?
Mm.
I think Bill's okay. I think he's ready.
Yeah.
I think Bill's saying, Bill, are you saying okay to me? Did you do that just now, Bill? Write okay again if that's what you're doing. I think he, yes, okay. So Bill's ready with the Zappa in a couple minutes. So anybody got anything to say?
Have a wonderful week.
Yeah, and thank you for the recordings you shared. You shared a few more than you normally do.
Right, and listen to them again. There's relevant. There was stuff about me, but it was good about the questioning and about clues to how Ion is going about answering things.
Yes,
not simple answers. There's no answers, and that's good. He's got ratios of perception about this and that as they unfold.
I mean, even when he was talking about you, that was a clue that you. I mean, because a lot of those clips that you gave were some puzzle pieces, and they were ridiculing you because of your questioning. They got to that point. I mean, that's how I took it. It was a lot. A lot of fun.
We got to this point after 7 years? Is that what you're saying? Of him saying
no, just
that,
got to
being
the,
able to...
Just to the whole point of the... the way you question, I mean, he was making fun of your question, but a lot of the things that we've gotten to in the last 6 years, and even on these clips, is because of the way you question.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, we started off with that Bob doesn't want to live in a world where you can't ask questions.
Yeah, which I guess, I mean, I don't know if that's totally true. I don't require that, but... As long as Ion's around, I want to ask questions.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he says... Okay, go ahead. You got 30 seconds. But
no, you're an example of how to ask questions. I mean, that's what I look at it as. Because
Ion has said Bob is the best lemon squeezer ever.
Yeah.
But and Ed came on, they asked some good questions, too.
Who does?
Ed came on. They asked
good
questions.
So I'll say this. Because I'm such a good questioner, you know, your skill can become your tragedy. So my hyper mind will prevent me from joining you guys in paradise. I'll say that
we'll
with
miss
Frank.
You.
I know, but I'll be with
we'll
Frank.
Write
Here
to
comes
you.
Frank.